paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Let's begin now.
How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I got a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Sir, get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, my God, that still makes me laugh.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, the Lindeman Chimney Company, and ChevyDriveChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning, Veronica and Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific. A beautiful day.
Does Sam have a hat on or what?
No hat.
Well, why would he have a hat on?
Well,
I'm wearing a hat.
If he wore a hat, he had a party last night, a little bachelor party. Is that right?
Didn't go. No.
What?
No. Too much fun at the Walk of Fame talking about Mike Steven.
Right.
Way
the
too
Walk
much
of Fame
fun.
Was very nice. Very nice.
I was all excited to make fun of you.
It's okay. Next time.
And play really annoying music.
How many bachelor parties have you been to, Sam?
I've been to two. This one is actually like an all-weekend type deal.
Oh, yeah. Those
and
are hard.
It was supposed to be Chicago, but then it moved to New Buffalo. And that was not going to happen.
Right. Like
last
it was
night.
A trip.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be fresh for Mr. Fix-It.
Oh, you're good. Veronica, any bachelor parties that you want to talk about? bachelorette parties? Sorry.
No, I was here. I didn't get home from here until 9 o'clock last night.
Well, you worked last night?
Yeah.
You could have slept on Tom Peterson's couch.
You know, when you guys were talking about that, I was like, why is that couch not here anymore?
I'm trying to think, do we even have, does anybody have a couch here? Oh, no, we have like a...
Oh, yeah, in Club 720 in that little...
Right, you could have slept at Club 720, which
I, could bring a
fumigation I don't even know what that
sheet.
Is. You could have brought your own sheet.
Some fumigation spray.
Now, that would be the thing to do is have like a linen. Okay, so this is one thing I want to talk about at the Walk of Fame. I'm going to do this next year. This is my new idea. You know, Jim DeCastro, who runs this place, had a push broom sprayed gold, and he goes out there as a joke and brooms off all of the plaques. So next year, because we own an Ace Hardware, I'm going to get these little little bottles of brass cleaner, right? And I'm going to give them to all the Walk of Fame people. Say, here's your little
nice.
Cleaner to make sure that your plaque stays nice and clean. But then what I'm going to do is, you know, that's the one thing. I'm going to give them a little taste of it. But then I'm going to give them a coupon as a renewable subscription like they do with the razors, you know,
mm-hmm.
with the Harry's. Sam, what do you use to shave?
I shave like once a year.
Okay. Well, then this is a bad example for you. But I'm doing that Harry's, you know, the where they send you the blades. Now, with me, I'm kind of one step up from Sam. I could go a week without shaving, and you probably wouldn't know that I was growing a beard. But
I'm in the Penny Shave Club.
Right,
you the
Penny
the
right.
Shave Club.
That's what
penny.
I'm in, the Harry's, and they send me every 4 months, you know, 10 blades, which lasts me 4 years. But anyway, so I'm going to say, here's a coupon. You can sign up for your own refiller of the brat. You see, you want that reoccurring revenue. And so then every month they'll get another little bottle that they'll pay for, a couple bucks. You know, they're Hall of Famers. They can afford it. A lot of them can put it, maybe, you know, they're on Social Security. Some of them, they could just make that part of their supplement part B or something like that. Right? It's a little money-making opportunity for me with the Hall of Fame. And the thing is, as we grow, I'm just going to constantly get more customers because there'll be more plaques. What do you think? Good work?
I like it.
All right, I'm going to see what happens. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our first caller is Alan. Alan, where are you calling from?
Park Ridge.
How are you, Alan? How can I help you?
Yeah, we just bought a condo, and I'm on the fourth floor, and we're wanting to put in new flooring. There's carpeting in there now, and we have been looking at different suggestions, and we've had people come in and give us estimates what it would cost, what they think is the best type of material. And it's between hardwood floors or the engineered floors.
Okay.
Not the floating engineered floors, but just the engineered floors with cork underneath. What do you think?
Okay, so you're kind of open to anything, but you don't want carpeting anymore, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't want a floating floor.
Okay. About 2 weeks ago, we had an interview with a company. What were they called? U.S. Floor? U.S. Floor was the name of the company when we talked about the cork flooring?
U.S. Flooring.
U.S. Flooring?
Let me just check.
All right, we'll double check. I think you should look at cork. Who's living in this condo?
Oh, I am.
Just
my
you by
wife and I.
You and your wife. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have a 500-pound pair of dogs running around or anything like
no.
that.
No.
Okay. So that would be a big dog, by the way. Cork flooring is one of the most beautiful, warm, quiet floors that you could put up on the on that fourth floor. You would have this nice hard surface. It's renewable, and it is beautiful. You can get it in different finishes, and I think you should definitely look at it. And you can get that. They make that as an engineered floor, but they also make one that you can glue down. That would be perfect.
So it's a glue down cork floor.
Yeah. And one of the suppliers that we talked about, the guy that we talked about last week, is their website is U.S. Really? U.S.L.?
U.S. Floors, LLC.
Okay, U.S. Floors, LLC.com. And you'll see, they're a distributor, but you'll see a bunch of their flooring, and then they'll also direct you to where you can go see some of their floors. U.S.
Okay.
Floor. LLC, floors plural, U.S. floors plural, LLC.com, and you can go there and take a look at it. Real quick before I take a break, I've been getting so many emails about if you have chipmunks and or moles in your yard, and I featured this on WGN TV, and we talked about this on the radio. It is the Bonide
Mole Max
Sonic. What?
Spike.
Okay, when you're mouthing the words for me to see, you can't be right in front of your microphone because I can't see that. You're like, and all I see is your cheeks move. Bonide, go ahead, you say it.
Bonide Mole Max Sonic Spikes.
So it is both a battery-operated one and there's a solar one, and it makes a little chirp like a chipmunk is in distress, and you drive it into the ground where you're having the chipmunk problem, and it works. I'm telling you, I've been using it for 3 weeks. I will tell you, the other day I saw, it's been 3 weeks, they tried to dig a little hole right by where the spike was, because the key with this is the ground has to stay compacted. So when the ground, because we've had so much water, it expands, it needs to be dense around the spike. So I pulled the spike out where I had it, I filled it back in, I moved it over 6 inches, put it back in where the ground was hard, gone. I'm like a scientist. Bonide Mole Max Sonic, and you can find it at your participating Ace stores and garden centers. It's like $17. It is not expensive, and it will solve your chipmunk problems the humane way. It doesn't kill them. It doesn't poison them. It just makes them go to your neighbor. And if you don't like your neighbor, it's awesome. All right, it's 7:23 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Told you. 80s through the holiday weekend. There'll be some thunderstorms. This is amazing. We're going to finish the month every day. The remainder of May will be above normal.
Skilling comes through again.
We're going to eradicate a 3-degree deficit we've got going, and we'll probably close meteorological spring above average, too, because of this warm spell.
Tom Skilling's forecast.
Tom, you're the best.
Daily, here on 720 WGN.
Everyone loves the smell of lilacs in the spring. That feeling you get, well, coming home to a yard full of fragrance. You know what I found out? My wife does not like the smell of lilacs. So we can't say everyone. She's actually allergic to it. And I was just, we were filming this week at a beautiful home in Glen Ellen, and this beautiful lilac tree right out in front that I thought, oh my gosh, look how beautiful that is. And it smelled so good. I've been married to this woman for 26 years and known her even longer, and I've never known that she's allergic to lilac. It's like I don't even know her. Well, anyway. If you're not like her and you love the smell of lilac, then you want to check out the Bloomerang, the lilac that blooms twice a year. You heard that right. Bloomerang lilacs bloom twice a year. It blooms in the spring and again in late summer through the fall. Look for the Bloomerang and other proven winter flowering shrubs in the distinctive white Proven Winners container.
You're listening to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show. You know, I don't want to give away any secrets, but Lou told me he used to dance to this song on the job site back in the 80s. Yep, just him in his hard hat with a tool belt singing into his hammer. Now there is an image. Now back to that groovy, booty-shaking handyman, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
No, it's not. Veronica remembers this song. You were just dancing to this song.
I do. I was very anti-disco, though, back in the day.
Yeah, you were either you were in one of two camps back then, right?
You certainly were.
Right.
I secretly liked the Bee Gees, though.
How can you not?
Yeah. I couldn't admit to my friends.
Right. But you would listen to it in the car and go, I don't like this. That Barry Gibb. What is with his... Yeah, right. Oh, no, I'll have some for you in just a minute here. How about a quick phone call? This is Diana in Lake Moore. Diana, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lou. So I have a 10-year-old house. It was my first big house. Didn't know much about houses. And there are drywall cracks from the windows going on a diagonal to the ceiling in the cathedral living room. So we think it's a little bit of settling, and our idea was to go up in the attic and take some wood and secure up the joints. We've had some people look at it and have had a million different suggestions. But we were thinking we need to shore that up. I've had the foundation looked at, and we did have it just kind of taped over and redone, and then it just comes back.
Okay. You said it's a cathedral ceiling.
It is.
So how are you going to get to the attic space?
There's like upstairs, there's a place you crawl into the attic, and then they can walk over there and take the wood and secure it up.
Okay.
My husband was thinking it's sometimes the wind is so heavy and there's not enough support in the attic.
Well, I think that you have a chance of that working, but more than likely, when you see cracks that are from the top of the window going on an angle, it is separation between the header, which is the larger piece of wood that is connected to the studs, in particular something called a king stud, on the outside of the window that's supporting it. And so,
and I'll fix that.
Right. So the way you're going to fix that is you're going to cut out the drywall.
Okay.
That is where those cracks are. And you're going to expose about 6 inches of the wood header and that king stud.
Okay. And you're the wood header, what's the other name I can remember?
Well, there's two studs. There's something called a cripple and a king stud.
Okay.
So if you can imagine, there's like a 2x10 or a 2x12 that's over the top of that window that's supporting the roof up above.
Okay.
And when you expose all that, you're going to be able to go to the lumber yard and buy something called a Simpson metal tie. It's basically a metal plate that has a bunch of holes in it. It looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. And they come in different widths and diameters and lengths. You're going to put that over the spot where the header, that horizontal board, meets that vertical king stud. And you're going to use some decking screws that are, inch and a quarter long, and screw that together.
Okay.
To help it stay together so that when that wind shifts, you don't get that kind of arcing and moving back and forth, which is causing the drywall to crack. Then you're going to patch that drywall and tape it, finish it. You know, you're obviously going to have to do some painting. But that should really solve the problem more so than going up into the attic.
Okay, would I have a carpenter do that?
That would be a carpenter that would do all that work. Where do you live?
Johnsburg, Lake Moore, McHenry area.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world up there.
Yeah.
Go to the NARI website, NARI.org, NARI.org, to find a good quality carpentry contractor up there. And then do me a favor, since you're going to be doing all that work, I'm going to send you a 3-room carpet cleaning package from our friends at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning to provide a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. It's a $139 value. We'll get your information and send that out to you.
We
We are talking tools and jive here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Stop touching it. 7:42 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We got a bunch coming up today. We're going to be talking about a lot of talk about insects, the Zika, the West Nile virus. And there's a product called Insect Shield, which is a coated, well, it's clothing and accessories that we're going to talk about in our Noodaloo 2. It's really quite amazing. I had a chance to feature it on the Today Show a few weeks ago. We got a bunch of response from it, and it's really something else. So you're going to want to listen to that coming up at 7:50 this morning. Also, after 8:30 this morning, you're going to be grilling. I just got done doing a big grilling segment with Ace. There's a huge truckload sale going on at Ace right now for Weber and other grills, where you can go to your participating Ace and get any grill over $399 free assembly and delivery at participating Ace stores. And we did a great thing with Weber. We were giving some tips. It was a whole Facebook broadcast, and they just make some terrific products. If you're a griller and you know all about these Kamado grills, these are these ceramic grills that you can put lump charcoal in and really control the temperature, and it just gives you a flavor of food that you've never had before. There's a manufacturer that is the only American-made manufacturer of this product. We're going to be speaking with them after 8:30 this morning. The company's called Primo Ceramic Grills, and we're going to talk to their marketing director about what they offer, what those things can do, and if you love to grill, you're going to want to listen to this coming up after 8:30 this morning. But right now, let's go back to the phone lines and see who we can help out. This is Mary in Crystal Lake. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Lou. I've been listening to you all morning, and it's so nice to have somebody who's bright and cheery first thing in the morning.
God bless you, Mary.
Thank you, Lou.
How can I help you?
Here's the deal. I live in Crystal Lake. I have a deck. I listened to you last year about some wonderful product that you had that I could do and stain my decks myself. And I thought, oh, boy, I'll try to do that. This year I decided to add to my deck.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that, too. But I still can't remember the name of the product that you said. It was rosewood oil.
Uh-huh. See, so you got little pieces of it. You ready? You have your pencil or pen?
I do.
The product is called Penafin. It's a Penna, P-E-N-O-F-I-N.
Okay. Perfect.
Penafin. And it is a rosewood oil-based semi-transparent stain that I have dubbed, the company has not jumped onto my whole idea here, but it makes wood happy. Okay.
Okay.
The trick is this. I was chatting with a gentleman at an event that I was at Wednesday night about this. You need to pressure wash your deck as well as that little addition of the deck that you did.
Okay.
Then once you get it all nice and clean and it's dry, any kind of repairs that are needed, you know, if there's a deck board or some loose screws, whatever it is, take care of all that.
Sure.
Then you have to sand the deck.
Okay.
You need to open up those pores. Over time, the wood constricts because the sun, hits those fibers, and the wood actually gets this little shine on it. And if you don't open that up, you will have stain that peels.
So okay.
Once you sand it with just a medium grit sandpaper, this is really important on the deck itself, where the flat portion of the wood is facing up to the sky. But it's also important on railings and whatnot to open up those pores. Then with this Penafin, you're going to brush it on only. This is a brush-on-only application. You'll do a section. Okay. You'll brush it. You'll go get to the other end. Wait 5 minutes. You'll take a rag, and you'll wipe it away as if you're staining a table or a dining room chair or something like that.
Okay.
Make sure that it's not going to rain for 24 hours, after you apply this. And you should get a good 3 years of performance out of this. When you do it the second time, 3 years from now, you'll get 5 years of performance out of it because it starts to build up this residual value within the wood, and it just lasts longer and longer.
I like that idea. This is going to be my big project.
Right. Now, it's not an easy thing to find. You're going to have to go to their website and find a dealer because it isn't. It's not at the big boxes. It's at select hardware stores and paint stores.
Okay.
All right. And it's expensive, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, about 25 years ago, I had solid stain on my deck, and it got so hot I couldn't stand it.
Right,
so I went and I did the whole deck. I sanded it down. I did everything, so I know how much work that is.
Yeah,
can't wait.
Yeah, when you do this, you're gonna really be happy with the results. I promise, Mary. Thank you so much for the phone call. 7:48 in the morning. Don't go away.
Yep, summer is here. The sunshine, green grass, long lake weekends, camping, and bugs. We are all too familiar, especially this summer with all the concern over the Zika virus. But with two little kids, and even for myself, I'm always trying to find the safest, least chemical-filled sprays or lotions or whatever to put on my skin. Well, this weekend's Nutaloo 2 lets you not worry about the dangers of applying potentially harmful bug spray on your skin. Instead, they've designed insect-repellent infused clothing and gear that effectively places bug spray near your skin. The company I'm talking about? Well, it's called Insect Shield. Insect Shield clothing and gear has built-in odorless insect repellency that lasts through 70 washes. That's right. It is the first ever bug repellent clothing registered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will protect from mosquitoes, ticks, ants, flies, chiggers, midges, including those that can carry dangerous diseases such as Lyme and the Zika. The bug repellent gear can be laundered like any other gear, and it's approved for both adults and children, including pregnant women, also kids of any age, and even your pets. They offer a huge variety, clothing, blankets, bandanas, hats, socks, all sorts of outdoor gear. And like I said, great for camping, the lake, the pools, Ravinia, fishing, even just the backyard. You've got to check their stuff out. Check out insectshield.com. They've got plenty to offer. I'll put all the information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com. Also up on his Facebook page. You've just got to search him out, Lou Manfredini, like him, and also up on VibeScore. Download that free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I really, they sent you a bunch of samples of this, and
Yes. The
clothing looks a little like you're going out in the bush. You know what I mean? The shirt. So in other words, our daughter Mallory is heading to a service trip next week. Wait. Yeah, next week to Honduras.
Awesome.
And to volunteer at an orphanage in Honduras, which is, you know, she's so excited. We're excited. It's the second year she's doing it with a bunch of friends and adults. And obviously we're concerned about the mosquitoes down there, although it's close to the ocean. But still, I showed her a bunch of the clothes and she's like, is there anything cuter?
I mean, it's definitely like I said multiple times, and they're fishing and camping. That's really, I think, ideally what they're going for.
They have T-shirts. I showed her. They had a woman's T-shirt, but it was small. So I'm like, you're not wearing this. She's a medium. And they have hats, bandanas. The key with anything when you talk about insect repellency is covering yourself. So even just wearing a long sleeve shirt is helpful. But and they don't like when I say this, but because of this, it's treated with a synthetic version of permethrin. Permethrin is the odor that a chrysanthemum emits that you don't smell.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff does not smell, right? You smelled it, right?
Yes.
Smells like nothing.
Odorless.
It's odorless. You can jump in the water and come out, and it's still effective. And you mentioned this, but you can wash it over and over again, and it continues to be effective. And so wearing this kind of stuff, if you're gardening outside, you're working, you're even if you work outside, if you have a husband or a wife that their job has them, or doesn't have to be your wife or your husband, it could be a man or a woman. They could be your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your second wife, your first wife, whatever. Wear this stuff outside because the mosquito thing, you know, this whole thing with the Zika, I'm not ready to make a definitive conclusion on all this, right? There's still too much information out there about, oh, my gosh, it does this. I mean, it's certainly, in other words, right now they say, oh, it's only really concerned with pregnant women. Mm-hmm. But do we really know that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just all this information is just coming out. I remember probably about a month ago, maybe earlier than that, Bill and Wendy on the Bill and Wendy Show. Heard here on WGN Radio from 9 until noon and, no, 10 until noon and then 1 until 3, had an expert from Northwestern who does all this on, you know, infectious diseases and whatever. I don't think it was an infectious disease expert, but he had something to do with this kind of virus. He's like a virus expert. And he told Bill and Wendy, he goes, there are no Zika experts. There isn't anybody out there that's an expert in Zika because we've known about it and never really worried about it because the symptoms, you know, I think at the time this gentleman mentioned that 80% of the people that get the Zika don't even know they have it. And so anyway, there's still more to learn about this in my mind as we prepare or try to be, you know, mitigate exposure to this. You're never going to keep yourself from being bitten by mosquitoes. But if you're going to spend time outside, there's a lot of mosquito treatments you can use on the lawn, you know, even just not even, I would almost say that on a regular basis, start using that stuff. Bonide makes a little shaker you can put out on the lawn and something you can put on a spray bottle to spray out there. Even the other mosquito repellencies make it that you can spray on the lawn in the last couple weeks. Use bug spray when you're going outside. This type of clothing, the hats, the bandanas, the socks. Think about when you get bitten in your ankles when you're out there. They go, drives you crazy, right? It's the worst. This stuff makes sense. Insect shield. You can vibe about it on the Vibe app. It's up on our Facebook page. It's up on the web page. And there's a lot of participating Ace stores that sell it. You know, there's blankets. Oh, my gosh. The picnic blankets make perfect sense. Lay out the picnic blanket. And
I love the picnic blanket.
Right?
I used it already.
Smells like nothing. And the fact that even pregnant women can wear this stuff tells you that they've really tested this and it works.
Yeah. And the bandana, I put the bandanas on Hamilton, on our dog.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's great because he always gets bitten. He's always scratching.
And he looks cute.
And he looks so cute in it.
Okay. Well, we got that going. Dog looks cute and he's not being bitten. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Every day, my family and I apply lessons learned from Lou Manfredini, your Mr. Fix-It. Now, 15 years later, our lives is better. Previously, we were living under a snuggie hung over a phone line above the outbound Edens. Today, we're still there, but it's got central air, triple-pane windows, and a place to plug into George Foreman. My name is John Williams. I'm a major market radio personality. Thank you, Mr. Fix-It.
Now, back to Mr. Fix-It with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
Guess who we're going to talk to later this morning? John Williams. Coming up after 9 o'clock this morning. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Rogers Roofing, Fox Home Center, and AccessBruno.com. How's that water temperature, Veronica, coming? How's that coming, that button?
I'm going to say it's still cold.
Mm-hmm. You know, we sell at the hardware store, we sell these thermometers you can put in a pool. You know, where you just hang it off the side so you can pull it up. What's the water temperature in the pool? I'm going to bring one, and then we're going to get an intern, and we'll just leave it in the lake. And then we'll run the intern out to the...
When you say it, do you mean the thermometer or the intern?
We could do
well,
that.
Well, either way, we'd know what either the water
right,
temperature
right, exactly.
was.
You
got to clarify.
We're going to the lakefront now. Here's Julie, our intern. Water's freezing! Right, yeah. No, I was talking about the thermometer, but...
I really thought they were going to bring it back by now. Maybe it's just done forever.
I don't know. You know, I got to tell you, I always think I've been here so long. I'm like, wow, I ask for things and nothing happens. Although I did ask Bill Murdoch, who is and Bob Ferguson, one of our engineers extraordinaire, here in the radio booth. You know, there's lots of buttons, more buttons than you actually need to have for the average show. But when I need to talk to my lovely producer, whom I speak with constantly during the show, you know, like in a break. The button is kind of off to the side, and I'm constantly hitting the wrong button. I said, is there any way to get a button on the board, like right here, that I could reach, you know, make it like happen just like that? It was amazing.
So sometimes when you ask, you get...
It's unbelievable. It's right there. Look at that. I can just push that button and go click, click.
If you hit this microphone button too hard, it pops off and flies across the room. I've lost it several times.
This, you know, people don't understand how hard it is here, you know, breaking the big rocks into the small rocks every single day here in the radio world.
Right? I've also had to crawl under the desk several times to get one of the headphone ears that falls off.
Right. This isn't easy, folks. This is not for the faint of heart at all, at all. A couple quick things. We were talking earlier about the insect shield, and I was telling you how some of the clothing is maybe not, you know, it's not anything you're going to get at the Gap, right? But you actually can send your clothing to them, and they will treat it. As a matter of fact, one of their amazing stories is they have been treating military uniforms forever. There's a story that they shared with me that at West Point, there was a spike in the number of cadets at West Point that had Lyme disease. Okay? And the government was like, we got to figure something out here. This is crazy. All these cadets are getting Lyme disease. And somehow Insect Shield got involved and started treating all the uniforms of the cadets. No Lyme disease. Gone. Done. Done. Zero.
Did you know, well, we got a text here that says that they, this person has Lyme disease. And if then they've used Insect Shield before. And they said, if you put a crawling insect on whatever it is, they die within minutes.
On the product?
On the product. On like the blanket or the gloves they're wearing or the shirt. If you put a crawling insect on the product, it'll die within minutes.
Wow. I didn't know that it was a... I thought it was just a repellent. My understanding is it's a repellent. We may want to double check that. I mean, I don't... That's one thing, but it's a repellent, meaning they don't want anything to do with it. But maybe that's true. The company did not ever say that to me, so I don't want to put any information out there. My understanding, what they were very crystal clear to me about making sure that when I talked about this product that it was a repellent, you know, meaning like a skunk, right? Ooh, I don't want to go near that skunk. It smells. So I'm not, that person could be correct. And maybe when you spray it or something, but the stuff does not smell at all. All right, before we get back to your phone calls, I want to quickly tell you about something that was awesome that my wife and I attended the other night. Misericordia has, for 19 years in a row, has done this event called Artists in All. Many of their residents are just these amazing artists. I mean, unbelievable artists. And Wednesday night, the Art Institute, if I have my story straight, gives the space of their modern wing to Misericordia to display all this artwork for a silent auction. And as my wife and I and all these people and supporters that I know, about 1,000+ that were there on a rainy evening, walked through and looked at some of this artwork, it was absolutely incredible. And what is more incredible about it, and anybody that knows someone that has someone in their life with a disability, whether it's a child or an adult, so many times the conventional thinking is that, well, you know, we got to put them in an institution and they're really troubled. They're not going to be able to do anything, this and that. And this organization that I've talked about forever, Misericordia, doesn't do any of that. It does everything to let everyone that comes through those doors live a fulfilled life. You know, maybe someone living there isn't going to be a lawyer or a doctor or operate a piece of heavy equipment or something like that, but they live fulfilled lives. And the artwork was just a display of the talent that so many of these residents have. And whether it's artwork or working in their restaurants or just being good people and being loved, it was amazing. I was overcome with joy as I looked around and saw what all these people had created and all the wonderful volunteers and supporters have been doing for so many years, 19 years. So a continued hats off to the people at Miz and a huge hats off to the folks at the Art Institute for sponsoring and helping to shine a spotlight on this type of art, which to me is some of the most beautiful stuff I've ever seen. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now. This is Yvonne in Northbrook. Hi, Yvonne. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Okay. I got two things.
All right. Number one.
Okay. Outside on the north side of the house, underneath the porch, there's a big puddle next to the foundation. And I don't know who to call.
Okay. But from all this rain, is it the first time this has happened or it's happened?
Probably not, but I noticed it this morning, yesterday.
Okay. And are you getting water in the basement?
No.
Okay. What's number two?
RPZs. Do you know about them?
Say that again.
RPZ.
RPZ?
Yes.
Isn't that that's something that they use in the military, isn't it?
No. This is a plumbing piece that you have to have in Illinois so that the water doesn't back up.
Oh, it's an RPC valve in the house. It's a backflow preventer.
Yes, outside.
And right.
So they checked it and they said it leaked. Unfortunately, I haven't had that much. And it's $700 to replace it. And then I said, well, then can you repair it? Well, they don't know if they'll repair it, and it'll pass the.
Are we talking about a backflow preventer for your sprinkler system?
Yes, we are.
For your sprinkler system.
That's correct.
Okay. That seems like a pretty pricey valve. Is it?
Yeah.
It's above ground, isn't it?
Yeah, it's attached to something or other.
Yeah.
They told me the other day I could turn it off, push a thing, handle, and turn. I can't turn that off. I said, because it's leaking.
Okay, well, if you can turn I would try. The handle's probably a quarter turn handle that I think that if
it's
you.
Like it's a lever.
Yeah,
a lever.
But I mean, if you can get someone to help you, if it's leaking, is that also where the puddle is?
No.
Okay.
It's on the other side.
All right. Oh. So for the. You need someone to help you turn that handle off. If it's a leaking, you don't want it to continue. Your water bill is going to be through the roof.
I know.
Right. So
it was last winter.
All right.
$500.
Okay. So if you have someone that you can ask, if you're unable to turn that handle, I would do that quicker, sooner than later, rather.
Right.
$700 is way too expensive for a backflow preventer on a sprinkler system. I don't know who you use for service on your sprinkler system, but there's plenty of different companies out there, sprinkler companies that can come out and do this. Was it a plumber you called or?
Well, they test the RPZ for the village.
Okay.
And then I called the sprinkler company and they said, call a plumber because we are not we don't have plumbers. I mean, it's a catch 22 here.
Okay. All right. Do you have a pencil?
I do.
All right, couple people to call. For the plumbing part of it, you can call PermaSeal, 800-421-SEAL.
800-421-SEAL, okay.
They have a full-service plumbing department there, and I think you'll get a much fairer price out of them than what you're being quoted right now. For the ground, you need a landscape contractor to come out and do some regrading, okay?
I don't need a hand. Okay.
All right.
I thought maybe the, what do you call it, on top of the not the roof, what do you call those white things that go around?
The downspouts?
What the downspouts are attached to.
The gutters?
Gutters, yeah. I didn't know if a gutter worked.
Well, but the point is it's collecting and pooling on the ground.
Right.
So we need to make sure that the ground is pitched and graded correctly.
Okay.
And a landscape contractor would be someone that specializes in that kind of regrading.
I got a landscaper.
All right. So then I would call them and have them come out and take a look and say, look, I've got all this. Take a picture of it so they see exactly where it's at because it may dissipate by the time they get there. And they can raise the soil and repitch it. And they can even put some extensions, if you need it, on the downspouts so that we can pull that water away from there. Good luck, and I appreciate the phone call. It is 8:22 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. 8:26 in the morning, a couple quick thing notes. One of the things we talked about a while ago, last week, Bright and Clean is a new product to help if you have stains on your glass, like on a shower door, and you've tried everything, you can't get it off. I met this guy at the Ace show, and he has this powder. They're former glass people. And participating in Ace stores are carrying it. It's a powder, comes in a little packet and a jar, and people are having amazing results with it. If you've tried everything, you got to try this. Their website is hardwaterstain.com, but as I mentioned, participating Ace stores are carrying it as well. And something in the news that you may have heard me talk about for how long have I been talking about this, Lindsay?
Ugh, forever.
Aldermen propose easing city spray paint ban. Chicago's longstanding ban on the sale of spray paint, an effort to make it tougher for gang members and graffiti artists to tag garages and buildings, would be loosened under a proposal by two aldermen who represent wards on the edges of the city. Alderman Ed Burke of the 14th said in a news release that he sponsored the city's 1992 spray paint ban, but now has decided to join Far West Side Alderman Matthew O'Shea of the 19th in looking at ways to make the ordinance less strict. O'Shea often complains that retailers in his ward have trouble competing with stores in adjacent suburbs, and he said the new proposal is an effort to level the playing field.
Whee! Whee, whee, whee!
I'm so excited. So many people have worked so hard behind the scenes to at least get to this point. Now, it's not a done deal. They're going to try and look at ways to make this ordinance work better. They're going to change the fining, but then honest, law-abiding citizens who come into stores can buy spray paint to do projects around their house. There isn't a day that goes by that people don't come in multiple times at our hardware store looking for spray paint. And what happens is they have a list of stuff, and they go, oh, I need some spray paint. And they go, oh. And then they get back in their car, and they drive somewhere else where they can buy it all. And so this is really finally some common sense legislation. The measure now is going to be sent to the license committee for further consideration. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Lynn in Downers Grove. Lynn, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Memorial. I'm here making an apple pie for Memorial weekend.
Oh my gosh, do you make the crust yourself?
I would love to say I do, but I don't.
All right. Is it still delicious?
It's, well, I don't like apple pie, but everybody else says it's very good.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. How can I help you?
Yes, I know you talked about that product, Wet and Forget, which I absolutely love. I've used it on my fence. It worked awesome.
Okay.
This year I want to do my siding with it. My dilemma is I am a duplex, so I am attached with somebody, and I want to approach my neighbor about doing both our homes.
Right.
But I'm concerned about his garden because it butts up against his house, the back of his backyard.
Not going to harm it.
Okay.
All you
I
have
want
to,
someone
you
can, over yelling at me going,
no.
What'd you make me do?
No, you can read the bottle, and you'll see that it's safe. The key element with any of that is you want to pre-wet the surface on the ground just so it dilutes it. But
okay.
And then, you know, if there's any really delicate plants, even from the spraying of the water, you want to make sure that you cover that, you know, if he has something really super delicate. But it's safe to use. Just dilute it first before you go there. And you'll be amazed at the results, and so will your neighbor. That is for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite.
Used to be able to play this on the electric organ, just this part. That's it. 8:38 in the morning, Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Kathy and Judy coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Remember, all this information that you hear, a lot of it, people we talk to and information we give on the show, we'll throw up on my Facebook page, just like my Facebook page, at Lou Manfredini. Something that I really like is a product and a grill called a Primo Grill. And joining me on the phone line right now is Daryl Schultz, who is the marketing director for Primo Ceramic Grills. Daryl, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks so much for joining us. This, like anybody that's in the grill business, is sort of the unofficial start of the grilling season, although with you guys and what you make, it's sort of a passion that people do 12 months a year and really sort of have this special connection to your ceramic grills. Tell me a little bit about your company and what it is you folks build.
Well, we started in 1996. We make ceramic grills, and really the two main reasons that most consumers choose us over other grills is, one, we're the only ceramic grill made in the United States. We're very proud of that.
I am too.
And so we have about 45 employees just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, that custom make these grills, and so we're a very proud family that that also enjoys cooking too. And you're right about the passion part of it. We like to say as the temperature goes down, the passion goes up, because with a ceramic grill, you can do virtually any recipe. So you can grill, bake, roast, or smoke. So, you know, you can still do your typical, you know, grilling steaks and hamburgers like a lot of us are going to do this weekend. Mm-hmm. But you can do authentic wood-fired pizzas. You can roast turkeys. You can smoke brisket. So, in fact, this weekend I'm going to do ribs. I'm going to do roasted corn salad. In fact, I gave you that recipe.
Yeah. I have a couple of recipes that you sent over, that the Primo slow-roasted rack of lamb recipe, as well as a roasted corn salad that we also put up on my Facebook page. But I want to talk a little bit, Darrell, about the history of these ceramic grills. I mean, I think most people think of Kamado as the name. This technology or this method of cooking is quite old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really over 3,000 years old. It started in Asia, and Kamado just translated really means place of the fire.
Okay.
And so 3,000 years ago in Asia, they were using these Kamado-style cookers to not only cook on, but to heat their homes, because they're ceramic. So they radiate that low amount of heat, and you can, you know, heat your home with it, cook with it. And then after World War II, a lot of the veterans from the Pacific Theater came back, and they were bringing these Kamados back because they found that the food was just incredibly flavorful. It was juicier because the ceramics, you use natural lump charcoal, which is just like cooking over a campfire.
Right.
But the ceramics hold in all that moisture in the food. You know, a lot of people that have gas grills don't realize that while they're cooking, that metal grill is actually pulling that moisture out of the food while it's cooking. With a ceramic grill, you're not losing that moisture. So it's very, very juicy food.
And it's because the way that you, and there's certainly different methods of cooking this, but the fact that you close that lid, you use that lump charcoal, and these are charcoal grills. So, I mean, the one thing that people have to know is these are not inexpensive. This is an investment when you're talking about buying a Primo grill. But you use very little charcoal, and the heat control that you have is amazing. And how far that charcoal goes is amazing as well.
Yes, with the natural lump charcoal, a lot of people think of it as briquette charcoal, but it's really quite different. It's really charcoalized hardwoods, and so you can actually relight it 2 to 3 times. So it's unlike briquette charcoal that's made from wood char and other chemicals. Mm-hmm. So I tell people when I go to events that I said, remember when you were a kid and you put a hot dog on a stick and you were out camping and put it over the fire, and instantly they recognize that unique flavor that you get.
Right. You're able to, as you mentioned, you can bake, you can grill traditionally as you would with the average conventional grills that people know about. But the real opportunity here is that slow cooking, if you're wanting to do a brisket or something that takes a little bit longer where you're trying to lock in those flavors, that's really where these grills shine, isn't it?
Yeah, because eventually, you know, when I loaded up, I did a couple years ago, I did a couple large pork butts, and they took about 18 hours to cook when it was finally done, and I had loaded it up with charcoal. It had gone for 225, and I thought, well, I'm just going to leave the settings where they're at and just see how long it goes. Well, it dropped down to 23 and a half hours later. So, you know, you don't have to add extra charcoal. You don't have to add extra wood chunks for flavor. It's once the ceramics, what I call, get heat washed, is that they get warmed up. You've got your air settings, and it's very efficient with the charcoal. And so it will just continue to feed off that unlit charcoal. And so it runs. You know, when I put a pork butt on at 10 o'clock at night, when I get up in the morning, that temperature's not 5 degrees one way or the other.
Wow. One of the differences in your grills versus a lot of the competitors, and there's plenty that are in this arena now, most of them all make grills that are round and different sizes as well. But yours are all oval, which, you know, full disclosure, we own a couple hardware stores and sell the Primo grills. That oval just creates a much more, in my opinion, easier cooking surface. The shape of it is just better. You can get more stuff on it.
Yeah, I like to say most food's not round. You know, the only is a pizza, but. You know, a lot of the people that own Primo, that they decide to buy it, and that's really the second reason other than being made in the USA, is that the oval shape, you can fit more food on it, but also you get two-zone cooking, which you can't achieve on the same level on a round ceramic grill. And in easy terms, it's I cook a steak direct on one side, and my wife, you know, prefers shrimp or chicken breast. I'll put that on the indirect side by using a heat deflector plate, and so I'm still roasting her side of the meat, and it's still getting that great flavor, but I'm not charring it, you know, especially with asparagus or very tender foods. You can still get it cooked, but it gives you more flexibility too. So even if you're doing all steaks, you can go direct, and then as they start to finish up, you move it to the indirect side, so they're still getting that great smoky flavor, but it just gives you a lot more control than a round ceramic grill.
Mm-hmm. Now, you offer a bunch of different sizes, correct? And that, obviously, the bigger they get, they cost a little bit more. But talk a little bit about the different sizes and some of even the specialty. I know you have a special edition one as well.
Yeah, we do have the traditional round Kamado. You know, we've had that since 1996. 2002, we came out with the patented oval shape. So we have a junior that's 200 square inches, and literally, you can cook for 8 to 10 people on that. That's the one that I take on vacation with me. And then we move up to the large, which is...
Can you put that in the overhead? No?
Well, actually, in 2016, we came out with the Primo Go.
Did you really?
For the Oval Junior. So it's a two-piece stand and cradle, and we call it Primo Go.
Wow.
And
people should know, if they're not familiar with it, these things are not light because of the ceramic. They're heavy. They're heavy items.
Oh, yeah, they are. And actually, the junior in the Go package is about 110 pounds, but it has a handle on each side. So when two adults lift it, it's about 55 pounds of shared weight. Now, I went up, rented a cabin for my anniversary with my wife, Suzanne, and we carried it 100 feet from the car all the way up to the cabin. And I can't say we jog with it, but
right.
but it is very, very manageable to get it. And it's I always say people don't tailgate alone. So
right. And did your wife just say, Daryl, why did we bring this grill? This is my anniversary. Why are you making me carry this thing up the hill? Well, honey, someday I'll be able to talk about it on a radio show. It'll be great. I'm the marketing guy.
Well, she doesn't complain much because I do about 95% of it.
Oh, well, that's good. So, that's good. Okay, so you have the smaller ones, but then you go up from there.
Yeah, then we have the large that's 300 square inches. Then we go up to the XL, which is 400 square inches. And that's believe it or not, our most expensive grill is our most popular grill for sales.
Yeah.
People love the flexibility of being able to split the firebox so that it just means that you can use half the grill. So if you're cooking for three, you can just use half the grill with a firebox divider. Or if you've got a lot of people coming over like we do this weekend, I'm going to lay out 6-8 racks of ribs, and then you've got the full use of that grill. And then our flagship grill is we have a licensed Jack Daniels grill, and we also have a Jack Daniels embedded, the logo embedded in the tabletop as well. So Jack Daniels is one of the most recognized names in the world, so we have a lot of people that love that style.
Do you get a bottle of Jack when you buy one of those, or is it just the whole? Because that would be something if we could figure that one out.
I don't even get a bottle of Jack.
Well, I think it's terrific stuff, and I love the fact that it's made here in the USA. And as you and did you say you're the only ceramic grill made in the USA that you know of?
That I know of, yes, we are the only ceramic grill made in the USA. And what people don't. Most people don't realize, most consumers, is that other ceramic grill manufacturers, they do have some degree of involvement in it, but they're not actually producing it. We do everything from the mixing, the molding, the drying, the firing, the assembly, the packaging, all by all at our factory just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. So
I smell, Lindsay, I smell a House Smart segment to go to the Primo Grill factory where we can see them make the Primo grills for our TV show House Smarts, and then of course at the end a big wrap barbecue at the plant. I'm sure you have demo units there, right? That we can.
We have a full showroom. We have demo units out back. We'd love to have you come down.
Right, I love it. Okay, if people want more information about where to find your grills and find it, you know, this show reaches a lot of places. So, what kind of website or phone number can they go to learn more?
You can go to primogrill.com, and that will give you all the information you need. If you want to learn more about ceramic grills, just click on our YouTube link on our website, or you can just type in Primo Ceramic Grills in YouTube. We've got Primo University on there. It's 10 five-minute classes that will tell you all about ceramic grills, not just Primo, and tell you how to do basic grilling, show you all the benefits, how to control the temperature, and we've got some great recipes on there as well.
Daryl Schultz is the marketing director for Primo Ceramic Grills. Have a terrific weekend. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little information about your company and all about ceramic grills. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Thank you, too, Lou.
You got it. It is 8:51 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show. Hey,
baby. I got to see Big O yesterday at the Walk of Fame. His lovely wife, both looking great. That Big O's a handsome fella. Doing great, supporting Max Armstrong and all the other Walk of Famers that were inducted. Congratulations to all of them. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Judy's in Mundelein. Hi, Judy. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. This is one of my favorite Saturday morning shows. So good to talk
that's,
to you.
What's your second favorite?
The next show on Kathy and Judy.
That's such a good answer. That's great. How can I help you?
I have a deck that's 9 years old, and I've previously used one of your advertisers to clean up the deck, to power wash and stain it.
Yep.
But now it's really splintered. I've got a lot of nail pops. The color is faded. There's very little shade back there.
Okay.
So at this point, I don't know what to do, whether I get a new deck, whether there's something, a product out there that I can use. What do you recommend?
It's only 9 years old.
Right.
How big is this deck?
Maybe 12 by 12.
Oh, wow. And most of the damage that you see, is it on the deck boards themselves or all over? Not, how about the railing and whatnot?
No, the railing is pretty splintered, too.
Okay. Well, okay, there's a couple ways to go. You could get a painting contractor to come out and do a lot of sanding and try and, you know, do a little resetting of some screws and nails and refinish it all.
Uh-huh.
And it'll probably look a lot better than it looks now. But if the framing of the deck is in decent shape, you could also consider rebuilding the deck, just the decking and the rails, leaving the structure below.
Okay.
And that might be, you know, is the plan to stay in this house, you know, another 10 years, 15
Absolutely.
Years?
Absolutely. Not moving.
Not moving. So now, if you did something like that, you have some choices. You could use redwood deck, which I love. Redwood decking, it's, you know, the wood of 100 years that is very forgiving. It's a little bit softer, meaning that it tends not to splinter, and you can, when you pressure wash it and or if you choose to stain it, it holds the stain really well, and you can you just love the way it looks. You could go with a synthetic deck if you wanted to use something like a Trex or an Azek that is low, low maintenance. And the fact that you just want to do the decking part and the rails, it's not as expensive to do. So a place to start, you're up in Mundelein, is go to the NARI website, which is NARI.org, the NARI website, and look for deck builders in your area and tell them, this is what I want to do. I don't want to rebuild the whole thing. I just want to change the decking, and I want to, you know, fix the rails. And then you can talk to them about how you want to handle this as far as what material best suits your needs. I appreciate the phone call.
Problems around your home keeping you up all night?
I have a brick ranch house. I notice that when it snows, the snow disappears on the roof.
Fear not. You're tuned into the right station.
I got an inch and a half PVC discharge line, and it got frozen.
Hey, on this show, you might just get lucky if Lou can answer your question. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems and Ace Hardware. 9-11 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In honor of Memorial Day, WGN Radio has released a series of videos highlighting our behind-the-scenes access to the Marine Boot Camp at the Marine Corps Recruiting Center in San Diego, or Depot. One of those videos, The Crucible, viewed by more than 80,000 times it's been viewed. Crucible shows the final challenge that recruits must compete in order to become a Marine, carrying 60 pounds of gear over 48 miles within 54 hours on 6 hours of sleep and only two meals. At the end of the challenge, it's an emotional eagle, globe, and anchor ceremony that marks the transformation into becoming a Marine. Watch The Crucible and see the entire video series online at WGNRadio.com/Marines. Veronica, you're in the news business. You noticed, you probably heard and maybe even saw that Ron Majors retired after 51 years here in the or in the news business, not here, but
right.
And you may have also heard that there was a little bit of a kerfuffle that occurred where Ron Majors was on some podcast or something and made some comment about watching the WGN morning news show. And then WGN, somehow their promotions people ran an ad quoting him or something, and it was, you know, kind of a not a good move.
Right, right.
Today in the Chicago Tribune, this is a class act as far as this is what should have been done in the beginning. It's a full-page ad the Tribune Media took out, and it's a picture of Ron Majors, who I'm a big fan of, never met him, but I've always loved Ron Majors. So always, there was always a little twinkle in his eye and like a little bit of a smart aleck that he always every now and then let out there, but I've always been a fan. It says, "Congratulations, Ron Majors, on your retirement and your legendary career in Chicago television," from Tribune Media. So that, to me, in this business, I mean, sir, we all compete.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But you also have to recognize when you've got one of the really good ones that you compete against, you know what I mean? Also, and then when they, we all learn from those people when they're good. You know, people say, oh, I want to be like Ron Majors, or I want to be like Carol Marine, or I want to be like, give me someone else.
Lou Manfredini?
No. No. If you're saying that, you're misguided. Whomever you're
Walter
saying.
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. Right.
I was,
right.
You know, Lou and Walter are the same.
Right,
you know.
There. You know who I always wanted to be?
Hmm.
I'm Lyle Dean. I wanted to be Lyle Dean.
I'm
Lyle Dean. I saw Lyle Dean at the Walk of Fame. He looks fabulous. It was nice to see him. I didn't see Steve Alexander. You didn't see him,
no,
right?
I didn't see Steve either.
Yeah. Part-timer. Now that he's gone, he doesn't call anymore. He doesn't do anything.
Oh, he probably had something, you know, some important
something
event.
Important, yeah. something. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Whatever. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's something important. Mitch needs an answer in McHenry. Mitch, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm terrific. How can I help you, sir?
I have a glass block shower surround. And at the very bottom where the glass block hits the floor of the shower, there's like a black mold or mildew that's seeped its way into that bottom layer of grout. Now, it's covered by another piece of tile, so I can't really access it. And my question is, do I get a tile guy to do it and fix it and clean it out, or is there some other option?
Okay, so in other words, the glass block wall goes all the way down to the shower base.
Yes.
Then there's a piece of tile molding or bullnose that goes around like a base. And you can see the mold on the other side of the glass block.
Yes, exactly.
Gross. And is there a Mrs. Mitch?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
She doesn't see it. She doesn't know about it, but she can smell it.
I'm sure. She does now. Okay. That's a little tricky. What's the color of this tile?
It's like it's a brown tile. It's, you know, just neutral.
Can we find the brown tile again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got plenty of extra.
Okay. How handy are you, Mitch?
Not. Okay. In this, I would leave this to an expert.
Okay, so then you need a tile. You need a tile. Somebody does tile bathrooms and basements or whatever. Not basements, but just tile work. To come in and cut out that base, it's going to probably facilitate that tile won't make it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
and then once that's all exposed, you want to clean all that mildew and mold. You may have heard me talk while you were listening about this Concrobium mold eraser.
Yeah.
Which is a terrific product to kill it all and get it all scrubbed out clean. Once that dries, the tile contractor will replace that bullnose as that trim. And what's really important is that when it gets reattached to the glass block, that it's caulked really well. That top edge where the bullnose meets the glass block should not be grouted. It should be caulked.
Okay.
Because the go ahead.
You know, you can see how this black mold is, you know, made its way about halfway underneath the glass block because it's glass. You can see it.
Right.
So they don't have to remove the glass block or anything like that.
Based on how you're describing it, no. And if you do a good job with this Concrobium mold eraser, I think you'll be fine. But you're definitely going to want to get a tile contractor to come out and do that. So, you know, either look in your area, look at the NARI website for somebody. If there's a tile shop up by you, they usually can give you recommendations. It's a small job, so you're probably going to be looking for, you know, you're going to be at their mercy of saying, hey, I got a job that ended early today. I can be there this afternoon. But it's going to mean taking out all the old tile, then doing the cleaning part, which they may or may not do, but that you can do.
Yeah.
Okay. And then once that's all dry, they'll come back and put it all back together.
All right. That sounds great.
Do me a favor. Hang on a second, and we're gonna try and turn you into a Mr. Fix-It guy. We're going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew T-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip. And created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. So you hang on a second. Lindsay will get your information. 9:18 in the morning, 312-981-7200. This is Sue in the Western Burbs. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN.
Hey, Lou. I've been listening to you since the Roy Leonard days, and I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you very much.
I'm looking to purchase a new bathtub. And there's many different materials that they're made of, acrylic, stone, cast iron. I've been told either stone, the water stays warmer longer. Does this make sense? And what do you know about the different types of freestanding bathtubs that are on the market now?
Free. So it's a freestanding, not a not one that fits into three walls. Is that what you
want? No, I just want a freestanding bathtub.
Right. In other words, like an old-time tub that's up on four legs?
Something like that, yes.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of different ones out there. There's some technology now where there are there are these plastic cast, they're not plastic, they're acrylic reinforced that actually have a little gap in them that look like a ceramic tub. They are a ceramic tub, basically, but will hold the heat a little longer if that's what you're looking for. Is this just a soaker tub?
I guess so. I guess that's what they call them now.
But in other words, you don't want any jets or anything in it.
Well, I've heard about the jets and the ones at the bottom, and they just, their little holes and stuff. I don't know. I haven't got that far yet. I just want to know kind of what the basics. What new kind of tub is that?
Okay. Well, when it comes to freestanding tubs, there's not a giant array of choices, but there are choices there. I would tell you that you don't want to go to the big box to look at it. You want to go to a plumbing supply house. Or where are you located? Where do you live every day?
Downers. Okay. Downers Grove.
If this is an investment you want to get right, and if you want to come downtown and go to the Lux Home Center at the Merchandise Mart, you will see a collection of freestanding tubs that will, you'll be, oh my gosh, I can't believe they make tubs that look like this. And there you'll see cast iron tubs, you'll see acrylic blends, you'll see tubs with or without jets, you'll see that your checkbook is going to need another zero, but you're but you're going to find something that's really nice. And if this is something you're wanting to do in a bathroom where you want to enjoy yourself and, you know, at the end of the day you want to go soak in a tub and relax, I would tell you that it's worth the trip to come in and see and to actually climb into this thing so that you're not making this investment and going, oh, I wish I could stretch out my legs or I wish I could do this, and you bought a tub that was too small.
So they will actually let me sit in the tub if I wanted to?
All day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bring me a glass of champagne and I'll sit there.
I don't know that there's any water in it, but you can sit in it to see if you stretch out.
Okay.
But it's definitely worth it. And as I mentioned, the real critical point for you is whether or not you want any kind of therapy action in these tubs, whether you want any jets or not, because that will change the cost. But if it were me and you're going to buy any one of these tubs, the way that they're made I would go with a cast iron tub that has, a porcelain finish over the top, because from a durability standpoint, I think that's the best way to go. The acrylics, unless it's jetted, because then that'll be really one of your only choices. They at the Lux Home, they've got a couple of vendors that have copper freestanding tubs. It's the coolest thing you've ever wanted to see. Now, the tub is $10,000. But that'd be the type of thing that you'd bring people over and say, come and look at my $10,000 copper tub. And then you could sit there with a glass of wine forever. Well, it'd be cheap wine because you couldn't afford the good wine after buying that tub. But go to the Merchandise Mart and see it. I'm telling you, you're going to be amazed. It's 9:22 in the morning. Don't go away. Nice job. 9:26 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30. Here's Tim in New Lenox. Hi, Tim.
How you doing, Lou? I've been trying to get hold of you for like 5-6 weeks.
How can I help you, sir?
My kids just bought a house that's about 150 years old. It's all cedar, and they want to paint it, and they want to know, is that Rhino Shield as good as you say it is?
Me? As good as I say it is?
Yeah, you said it's a very good paint.
I did not.
I thought you did.
Rhino Shield is a... Rhino Shield is a process where they tell you they're going to paint the house and you're never going to have to paint it again.
Yeah, now these are contractors that do this?
These are contractors that do this. So this is a commercial product applied, and it's a heavy-duty coating that,
right.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I've read a little bit about it. I've never seen a home done with it. What concerns me with any company that tells you you'll never have to do something again.
Right, right.
Or a lifetime warranty, there's way too many variables in the fine print that worry me.
Right.
And knowing what I know about houses, there is no way you can seal a house up so that moisture can't get behind any kind of coating.
Right. Right.
And so for the expense, and in particular, cedar is a product, you know, that constantly has tannins, and those oils just almost never come out of there. I mean, maybe on the Eastern Seaboard, a house that was, you know, built back at the turn of the century, the last one, that cedar is probably dry as a bone. But for me, yeah. if they're going to paint that house, you know, cedar is a problematic product to paint. It's better to stain. But
yes,
if they're
going
to do that, they got to pressure wash it. They got to do some light sanding, and they got to get somebody to paint it. That Rhino Shield, there's people that have used it and swear by it. I would just really do your homework on it to make sure that you understand exactly what it is they're promising and that it's worth the investment.
Yeah, because the cedar's got to be perfectly, you know, like you said, everything's got to be off or else it's going to bubble up anyway.
Correct.
They're only in their 30s and they're stuck in everything that's like from 1800 on up.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to paint it and they want to scrape it themselves. And I mean, the house is pretty big too. It's
right.
3,500 foot for a house.
Well, they're young and they have energy. And so if they're going to do it themselves, if it's already been painted, then obviously they need to scrape it. They need to sand it. They need to spot prime it. And then, you know, think about using a really good exterior paint that's a paint and primer in one. The Ace product, the Clark & Kensington exterior, was rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's a terrific product. And just have
I've used it on my house.
Yeah, have them do a little bit at a time. And, you know, do the front of the house, you know, this month and do the side. And slowly, you know, that's the great thing about being young. You've got lots of energy, more time perhaps than you do money, and that's a great way to save it. And painting is one of those things that where you can really save a lot of money by doing it yourself. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll do this quick break and then do news.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Get a trumpet
staker. 9:40 in the morning. This is where we normally do our Just Tech Me segment, but we have a little bit of a live technical, not a technical thing. One of the things that you've heard me bring up quite a bit is, you know, that John Williams is on the air here on WGN Radio on Saturdays from 1 until 3, and you hardly ever hear a promo from him, right? It's amazing. And so Lindsay says, oh, John forgot to do a promo. He'd like to do one live.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Williams joining us on the WGN Radio Hotline. How are you, sir?
You are my biggest promoter, Lou. I love that about you. Thank you.
You should see the bass drum I have in here with your face on it. And then every time I hit it, I get to hit you in the face.
If I ever get an agent, you're going to be my agent. But I'm never going to have an agent. So don't wait by the plot. I had an agent once, and it didn't work out.
I know. I had one once, too, and it was like, all he did was make everybody mad, and then I had to go work with him. So I'm like, that makes no sense.
No, but yeah, well, that, too. But when I used an agent, he said, okay, I'll get you a raise, and he got me a raise, and the raise was exactly what his fee was. So I came out neutral, and I said, well, how'd that work out for
it? Remember the old Get Smart? Missed it by that much. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Yeah, you too. What do you have coming? Are you doing your show today?
Yeah. So, and you know, it was just funny because I saw that Chris Jones piece this week about the Hamilton tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought that was so interesting, especially since you're going to get me some tickets. And I thought, wow, I'm covered, but everybody else is going to have to try and get seats. And then there's this controversy about how if you had season tickets, can you get tickets for friends? No, you can't. People are upset. The Tribune even did an article prior to this about how to go see Hamilton. How can you get tickets to the
show?
You
mean here in Chicago?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And for the backstory that John is alluding to is the fact that my wife and I and daughter Carmen, months ago before this Hamilton phenomenon occurred, because I traveled to New York quite a bit, my wife came with me. We met our daughter Carmen, who goes to school in New York, went to see two shows that day. It was a matinee. We saw an Arthur Miller play that was really good but exhausting, meaning the performance was so good that we left there going, oh, my gosh, these actors must just collapse afterwards. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that evening we went to go see a show called Hamilton, which I knew nothing about. Our daughter Carmen was super excited about it, and we go there, and it was transformational. Is that a word?
Yeah, if it's not, it's real close.
All right. So, and we have been in our family obsessed with it. And then I think I immediately said to you, we were chatting, I go, you need to take your wife to Hamilton.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And it was like an anniversary. And you were like, my wife will see the $800 charge on my Visa. And had you listened to me, now if you went to go buy those tickets in New York, it'd be $8,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. When were you wrong? When were you wrong, Lou?
At 7:20 this morning, but you weren't listening yet. but the whole idea, I think the show will be great when it comes to Chicago, but it is amazing to me that, I think it's wonderful that live theater is doing this, right? This is usually reserved for some Adele album or something. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this is live performance where these people are just amazing, telling a really terrific story.
Really, or an action hero movie or something,
Correct.
You know, a comic movie now.
Yeah.
But everybody's talking about theater and American history, so that's kind of fun. We will do a segment in the 1 o'clock hour, right at the open of the show between 1 and 1:30. Pete Pistone's going to join us, too, and we'll talk a little bit about the Indy 500 coming up, the 100th running of it. 350,000 people will be in the stands, first time it's ever sold out, the largest sporting crowd ever. This weekend. So we'll tell – Pete's really good. We'll tell some stories about that, too.
And then one quick back to the Hamilton thing. You know, you have this longstanding relationship with Thomas Jefferson. And so he can't be happy about this whole Hamilton thing, right?
Every time I go, hey, have you seen Hamilton? He then starts to tell me terrible things about this guy. Well, you know, this and this and this. I'm like, yeah, but boy, the singing, the dancing,
right?
Blah, blah, blah. I want to be in the room.
And, right, and doesn't Thomas Jefferson, in a way, owe his presidency to Alexander Hamilton's endorsement?
I don't know that. No kidding. Is that part of the play?
It is. It's his
Hamilton endorsed Jefferson?
Yes. In the presidential election, it was a dead tie between Aaron Burr and Thomas Jefferson. And then
between those two, yeah, I'm sure.
And it was up to the delegates to decide who was going to become president. And Jefferson sought Hamilton's endorsement, and he ultimately endorsed Jefferson over Aaron Burr, which led to his duel.
I knew, you know, see, I know that whole story starting with the duel. We always talk about that. We
did right.
Talk about the stuff. It's funny because I do a podcast with him, and we posted on my Facebook page. I'm King John on Facebook, and the last conversation we had, he was telling me how when he went from the United States, he sailed from New York to London and on his way to France, and he said on that 19-day journey, he learned Spanish by reading Don Quixote, and he then asked me, you know, what he was asking me what my favorite book was, because his is Don Quixote, and he read it in the original Spanish, having learned the language while sailing. And then I said, I can't really top that. We watched Star Wars when we flew to France, which is not as impressive.
No, it's not. But you flew and he took a boat.
Yeah, 19 days. So anyway, listen, Lou, I'll get out of your way, but we're on from 1 to 3 this afternoon, and we'll talk a little Hamilton in the start of the show a little after 1 o'clock. If you're interested in tickets, we'll try and address that.
Love it. John Williams, 1 to 3 today, this afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Fix-It.
Be well. It's 9:47 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. Quick break, and we'll be back right after these.
Happy trails.
All right, well, we're not going to do our Just Text Me segment today. I'm sorry. I like talking to John. I could do that a lot. 9:52 in the morning, time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. And Beatrice is in Bartlett. Hi, Beatrice.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? How can I help you?
We have this dilemma. We have ceramic tile from the foyer all the way to the kitchen, and the kitchen opens up into the family room.
Okay.
The problem is it's 23 years old. It's time to replace.
my husband laid the ceramic tile with, you know, old school with the wire mesh.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, it's lasted this long, but it's really time to change. And is there a way that we can get away without breaking it up? And is there a floor that we can put over
it? Is your husband still around?
Yeah, he's here.
I'm here.
God bless him. And you know why that floor looks so good?
Because
I did it the right way.
Because you did it the right way. So which one of you is trying to take the shortcut here? You, Beatrice?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask, how long you been married?
I'm imagining all the dust.
Yeah, how long you been married to that guy?
34 years.
Did you take a shortcut 34 years ago?
I don't know. We were 20 and 21. We were young and stupid. I don't know.
Well, listen to me. 34 years later, I don't want you to be stupid again. Or maybe I do. Wait, it's worked out well for you. No, I don't want you putting anything over the top of that, because the minute you put something over the top of that, that wonderful floor that the love of your life put down is going to pull up, because you're going to trap moisture. So pull up the old stuff, the dust. Yeah, there'll be dust, but you'll clean it up, and then you'll have a beautiful floor that you'll love. That's
okay.
Done the right way, because if you cut corners, Beatrice, you know what happens? There's no corners.
I know. I was just trying to make it easier. It just seems like such a hard job. There's a lot of tiles.
Now, in your 34 years of marriage, hopefully you can afford to have someone come and do it professionally that'll do a really nice job for you.
But you don't understand. My husband is Italian. We're Italian. He wants to do everything himself.
What are you saying? Is anything wrong with that?
No.
Tell him to do. What's his name, Beatrice?
Frank. He's right here.
Frank, listen. You want to do something yourself? You write the check.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, you two. April Air Wi-Fi thermostat is coming your way, allowing you to control the temperature of your home's air anywhere on your smartphone, brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. 9:58 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Kathy and Judy are standing by. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Now, did you do your thank yous?
Thank you to Lindsay Smithwick for producing, and Veronica Carter for doing the news, and Sam Panionovich for doing the sports this morning. It was so lovely to see both of you yesterday outside.
I know.
Yeah, we started
such
getting
a nice day.
We started to put our makeup on at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was a great day. All the people that came back that we loved, and you know, from everybody to assistants to the boss of the joint.
Yeah,
it was, you know, producers. Our producer Kurt was here. It was really good.
Yeah, it was nice to see a group that they've made it this annual event. Many of the old-time producers,
mm-hmm.
for old-time, oh, they're all still kids.
Old-time young
those
producers,
old,
right.
Those kids, they must be 35 by now.
Well, they've all got families and stuff like that. That's neat.
It's a lovely event.
Yeah, it is. It is. So mark it on your calendar for next year, people.
And we have pictures on our Facebook page.
They're
Who
everywhere.
Do you?
Right.
Very nice.
They're everywhere.
What do you ladies have coming up today?
Oh, well, I have a big science question coming up, and then I also have to tell Kathy about this horrific dream I had about her and me.
Ooh. Oh, goodness.
Horrible.
Hey, Lou, did you see my video of the insect dying on my insect shield shirt?
No, but you were the one that called in, and I was just unsure, because I know when I was talking to those folks at Insect Shield, they were like, you know, they're very cautious about what they tell people, because, you know, as you know, people hear what they want to hear.
Right, exactly.
But you use that product.
When I lived out in Princeton after I got Lyme disease, I was never out in my garden without being covered head to toe with Insect Shield stuff. And I had read somewhere that if they land on your clothes and stay on it, they'll die.
Wow.
So I put a shirt down and put an insect on it. And
you're like a scientist.
videotaped as the little sucker suffered neurological damage and died.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
And you have that, and that video is up somewhere we can find it?
Oh, I might put it up somewhere. We'll
All right.
see.
Yeah,
okay.
Put it up, you heartless thing.
Okay. It was a fruit fly.
Bug killer. Have a great show, ladies.
You have a good
Bye,
day, Lou.
Have a good
Thanks.
Weekend.